You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Tensions over refugees are overshadowing a European Union summit amid mounting fears that the Union will fall apart as countries struggle to coordinate Europe's biggest refugee crisis since World War II. The EU's top migration official has already said that Austria's plan to cap asylum seeker numbers is unlawful. His words came shortly after Vienna and four Balkan nations announced new controversial ways to control the number of asylum seekers allowed to enter Europe, further increasing pressure on Greece, where many refugees arrive. Stefan Boss reports.
In a letter, the European Commissioner for Migration, Dimitris Avramopoulos, said Austria has a legal obligation to accept any asylum application that is made on its territory or at its border. The leaked letter to Austria's interior minister said imposing a ceiling on asylum seekers would be plainly incompatible with Austria's obligations under EU and international law. Austria plans to accept just 3,200 asylum seekers a day, far less than the number of refugees expected to try to reach the West. However, without consultation with Brussels, Austria and the police chiefs of the countries on a notorious Balkan migrant route announced a new way asylum seekers will be transiting the region. Croatia said Thursday that Croatia, Serbia, Slovenia, Macedonia and Austria have agreed that the main screening of the migrants fleeing war and poverty would take place in Macedonia, on the border with Greece. Hungary has already exported razor wire produced by inmates to Macedonia for fences. Those who pass the control will be transported under police escort all the way to the Austrian border. However, the European Commission, the EU's executive, is concerned about these developments, explained Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker.
As a Commission, we don't like national border controls. I don't follow this general trend for having more and more national border controls. This is happening because we are lacking a European approach. So I will today, as always, advocate the European approach. And as far as Austria is concerned, I have to say that I don't like that decision. But and we are questioning if this decision is in line with European law. This is under exam for the time being, and I will have a friendly discussion with the Austrian Chancellor this afternoon.
The developments were also expected to increase pressure on Greece to handle its outer borders. So far, hundreds of thousands of refugees were transported to the borders of each of the Balkan nations, where they were separately screened and given temporary asylum documents before continuing their journey. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.